VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the Internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very critical program to bring to your attention today. Now, it's not going to be pleasant to listen to because we're going to be commenting on current matters in our culture today and see the immorality that is taking place across this land and how we are supposed to be proud of this immorality. So our topic is not pleasant, but you need to know what's going on. As a watchman on the wall, we must alert and sound forth the alarm that there is danger afoot. And certainly there's danger to our children today. There's danger to our culture today. We see the demise of the family taking place. We see the demise of the church taking place through the policies and institutions that are coming under this LGBTQ plus agenda. I mean, I call it a tsunami. Our nation is literally being hit by a tsunami. When you see the onslaught of what's taking place in our schools, businesses, libraries, sports, the prison system, government on all levels, the media, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, even churches. Again, not pleasant to talk about, but we must. Joining us, Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you, Jim, and you're right. It really is a tsunami coming at America.
Let's begin by talking about the 60 Minutes special. It came out just a couple weeks ago on a topic that the LGBT community does not really want to admit exists, Peter, and that is about those who come out as transgender to later change their minds, and sadly for many, the damage has been done. That 60 Minute piece was something else.
Yes, it was, and what was fascinating was the reaction to it. This was Leslie Stahl, who was a longtime liberal journalist for 60 Minutes, CBS, and she obviously had seen the stories of the so-called detransitioners, Jim. These are the people who, like you said, they rushed into transgenderism, identifying as the opposite sex, which we know is just impossible in real life to become the opposite sex. God made them male and female, but they regret it. And they were talking about how some of them, in the space of 1 year, had wanted to become the opposite sex, then were allowed to start taking these hormones and even these awful surgeries, which we can barely describe on the air, Jim.
Right.
And then they reversed and wanted to detransition all in the space of a year. And so she was obviously, Leslie Stahl was obviously moved by how reckless this was, and so she simply allowed them to tell their stories, and that's what enraged the homosexual and transgender activist lobby, because they do not want the stories of detransitioners, ex-transgender people, men and women told. They don't want the stories of former homosexuals like Stephen Black or Charlene Cothran told, and so they just denounce Leslie Stahl, who's sort of the piece was still pro-transgender, but they denounced her because she dared to tell these stories of people who wanted out of the transgender lifestyle.
Yeah, and you talk about the aftermath of this as well. I mean, Tucker Carlson pointed out that these are lifelong physical, mental, and emotional consequences being inflicted on young lives.
Absolutely, Jim. We're talking about women getting mastectomies when they had healthy breasts. It's incredible what's happening, and she just simply wanted to expose it through 60 Minutes, but because the media is normally so pro-homosexual, pro-transgender, that it's actually an arm of the LGBTQ plus, as they're calling it now, movement, the activists were on the left were outraged that she simply told these stories. And so this tells us where we need to go, Jim. As Christians, we need to get these stories out to the masses and do the work that most media will not do.
Right. And matter of fact, Peter, LGBT activists, I mean, they're just dismissing this expose as just being fear-mongering. I mean, that's a term that they use. It's fear-mongering.
Well, these people have become sort of like the McCarthyites of the modern era. They used words like transphobe, fear-mongering. All she did was let these poor people tell their stories. They were harrowing stories. And so these transgender activists and homosexual activists are so used to being pampered by the media that when somebody in the so-called mainstream media dares to tell the story, such as this one of the detransitioners, they can't believe it, Jim. They're shocked that they even put these stories forward. But let's remember, despite all the propaganda over the years in favor of the homosexual, so-called gay, and the transgender movement, God is changing people all along. God is moving people out of these sinful, destructive lifestyles.
You have to keep in mind that this is happening on so many different levels. And ladies and gentlemen, this is being pushed on youth all the time in our schools. It is going on. They are branded, Peter, as being heroes. You're a hero for coming out and saying you're homosexual. You're a hero if you come out and say you're transgender. Everything is to affirm that. But yet to question that or to deal with gender dysphoria as such, they want to put the brakes on that kind of issue. But I think of what's going on. I'm going to play a clip right here of a grade school gym teacher. His name is Tanner Cross. Now, he just spoke recently before the Loudoun County School Board in Virginia. He teaches at Leesburg Elementary School. I want you to hear his testimony, what he had to say. It's only about 45 seconds long, as he's concerned about this transgender indoctrination that's taking place to students in the schools. Here's what he had to say at a recent school board meeting.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
Now, Peter, he spoke this 2 days later. He was removed from the classroom.
Yeah, Jim, you mentioned hero. This is the real hero in this culture right here. Tanner Cross actually putting his job on the line for simply affirming something so basic as that a biological male cannot become a girl and vice versa. This is the real hero right here, and we need more people willing to speak up because what you described, Jim, is a massive propaganda indoctrination campaign aimed at students.
Yeah, and I mean, he came out previously saying that he's not going to use these personal pronouns of preference and so forth. He said, I'm not going to lie to students. I'm not going to say that a biological boy can be a girl. I mean, he's not going to lie to students. And yet he is the one suffering the consequence because, well, you know what, Peter? The others are not following the science. You know, we keep hearing that follow the science. Well, science tells us you're XX or XY.
Right. Yeah, you know, Jim, it's funny that you say that because I just saw a video where Dinesh D'Souza, a noted conservative leader, whom a man I admire for he's a strong conservative, but he called Bruce, so-called Caitlyn Jenner, he referred to her with female pronouns. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because these days even conservatives are starting to call biological males with female pronouns and female names. And it's just a lie from the pit of hell that you can change your sex. You cannot do that.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today on Crosstalk, talking about the LGBTQ plus tsunami. Ladies and gentlemen, children, they're being targeted in school. But you know who else is targeting them? It is PBS Kids. It's the Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon. Many parents have plunked their kids down to watch the educational Blue's Clues. In my opinion, it's outrageous what they have released here. I mean, this is a long-running preschool-aimed show that has now featured a segment about an LGBT pride parade sung by a drag queen. I'm going to play an excerpt from you from this Blue's Clues video that has come out. And, folks, it's outrageous.
Hey, Blue, look at all these families. Hi, families. It's time for a pride parade. Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. This family has two mommies. They love each other so proudly. And they all go marching in the big parade. Families marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah.
matching 2x2. Hurrah, hurrah. The family has two daddies. They love each other so proudly. And they all go marching in the big parade. Come on, friends.
Yeah, come on, friends. I'm going to shut that down because it is outrageous what's going on. They go through multiple verses. This family has two mommies. Another verse, this family has two daddies. These babas are non-binary. The next verse, trans members of this family. Some people choose their family. Ace, bi, and pan grown-ups, you see. All families are made differently. This horse is a family, or this house is a family of kings and queens. And then another one, a float. These are floats that go by, allies to the queer community. And then the song ends with the declaration that love is love is love, you see, and everyone should love proudly. Peter LaBarbera.
Jim, this is one of the most outrageous things I've ever seen, but of course it keeps, every day brings a new outrage. You know, pan, you referred to pan, that's pansexuality, by the way, which is, you could be sexually involved with anything, regardless of sexual orientation or gender. This is complete, manipulative propaganda aimed at children. They put the pride parade with all the colors that children who don't even know what sex is yet, Jim, are being groomed for the normalization of homosexuality, which of course makes it easier for them to adopt aberrant, perverse, deviant identities later on in life. And that's what this is all about. It's all about grounding in children aberrance and the pride in a sinful lifestyle. This is like this is satanic evangelism directed at children.
Yes.
It's the exact opposite of biblical morality.
And again, folks, that is sung by a drag queen, and I find it interesting as well when you look at the video itself. This drag queen is holding a microphone, bearing a clenched fist logo that's popular among Black Lives Matter and other far-left groups, but it is building in the lives and minds of children. This is fun. This is normal. This is happy. When, Peter, it is just the opposite of this. It is not. It is deception. And young minds are being deceived by what, you know, by this video and other attacks upon children as well.
Yes, Jim, and, you know, I think this has been going on for a long time, by the way. You know, the book Heather Has Two Mommies, remember, Jim? I think you're old enough to remember that when that came out.
Yes.
That's, I think, 30 years ago. And so I think America is so ripe for judgment because we are a country that has allowed our children to be, the innocence of our children to be violated and manipulated by adult activists pushing their own perversion on these manipulated children, these helpless children who are sitting in front of the TV there. And I suppose parents, you have to have care. You can't just presume anymore that children's television, so-called, will promote wholesome and innocent values.
Yeah, I mean, we even had, what was it, Sesame Street, PBS, shared a pride message as well, and this indoctrination going on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling it a tsunami, and it is ever-present before us. And no, you cannot trust just sitting down in front of Blue's Clues, PBS Kids, or the other Nickelodeon programs any longer. We're going to have some more comments after the break. Peter LaBarbera is with us. We'll be back in 1 minute here on Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, evolutionists say that because our blood is similar to seawater, this proves the evolution of life in the ocean. Is this true?
Chris, it is true that evolution says that life evolved in the sea, but human blood is very different from seawater. Now, many of the same elements are in both, but the concentrations and compounds are very, very different. God used the building blocks he had created on day one to form all things. Human blood has unbearably complex molecules locked into complex combinations that are very different from anything ever found in seawater. In fact, seawater would break down the compounds that we have in our blood. Chris, we can be confident that man did not come from the sea. Man was created by the Creator, who also created the sea. We read all about it when we go back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
Welcome
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarber is with us today. We're talking about the LGBTQ plus tsunami. And, folks, it's not just happening during Pride Month, so-called, this month of June, but it is happening continuously throughout society. We just played a brief excerpt from Blue's Clues that's come out in this new Pride Parade video for children, for preschoolers, and they're there to normalize this while you're off doing your shopping or ironing or housework or whatever it may be, but they've got the minds of your children. Now, it's not just this, but it's happening at the breakfast table. Kellogg's is now sexualizing their cereal boxes with the release of this Together with Pride. This is a product that promotes acceptance of the homosexual lifestyle and even encourages children to pick out their pronouns with all their lovable characters that you see on the cereal boxes. But this is something that features berry-flavored rainbow hearts dusted with edible glitter. And, Peter, we understand, too, that one of the most disturbing features is on the box top that is a special spot for children to add their own pronouns of choice.
Yeah, so now we see this preposterous transgender ideology being foisted on the youngest children in our society through, you know, kiddie cereals. This is just, it's almost hard to find the words, Jim, because, first of all, pronouns, since when does a singular ideology get to redefine the English language? It's so ridiculous. One recent transgender activist said, or many actually have said, they choose their pronoun as they, even though they're a single person.
Mm-hmm.
They, there. This is how dumb this whole project is, and yet it's being pushed on the kids. And Jim, I think an important thing to say about this Kellogg situation is, remember, we've done shows about how in the background the homosexual transgender lobby groups like the Human Rights Campaign have been working to co-opt corporations.
Yeah.
They set up a standard and say you have to do all these things to receive 100% rating, and part of that, one of the requirements is giving money to homosexual activist groups and promoting gay pride and all that stuff. And so it's driven by this push by, you know, these rankings by homosexual transgender activists in the background that most Americans know nothing about.
And Peter, according here to WND.com, every box sold, Kellogg's is donating $3 to GLAAD to support the LGBTQ plus community.
Yes, and GLAAD is a rabidly anti-Christian homosexual lobby group, which denigrates people of faith who have a sincere belief that homosexual practice is wrong. They call that hate. They call that bigotry. All the standard put-downs we're used to seeing, Jim. This is what GLAAD is all about. GLAAD is an LGBTQ hate group, in my perspective.
Well, Peter, it's happening in schools, too, as you know. And one of the recent stories came out about a third-grade assignment that was going on. Daily Signal tells us a 9-year-old brought home a school assignment referring to experimenting with gender presentation and gender spectrum. This is a mid-May. This teacher gave this person's son a homework assignment to write an essay arguing for or against school uniforms, and then provided some pro and con things. But one of the con things that they might be sexist, how uniforms might affect a student who's unsure of their place on the gender spectrum. Several things that were involved with this here, but third graders, Peter?
Right, and it's the same thing, Jim. We're going to be seeing it more and more because the education, public education, has completely gone over to the LGBTQ side. And let's just remember what the Bible says. Genesis 1, God made them male and female, two sexes. Even the word gender, Jim, is an ideological construct. It's a newer word that's promoting all this nonsense. But God made male and female, and we have to get that truth out to our children because, obviously, there's a war for their minds.
There is, and also, folks, is happening in libraries. I see here from LifeSiteNews.com, they talk about this boom in LGBT content for children is continuing, yet another classic getting a Pride makeover. According to Christianity Daily, the fairy tale Cinderella will be coming to Amazon Prime in September with an LGBTQ sexless godmother playing us unsurprisingly by a male homosexual Billy Porter. Porter told CBS that the new version will be a classic fairy tale for a new generation. Also, library holdings are going this direction, and it's coming on all fronts, Peter.
Yeah, and Jim, I want to return to what I said earlier, which is really this is like a satanic evangelization plan, because this is becoming the new false religion in America, LGBTQ+. They don't even say gay pride anymore for these parades, Jim. You notice they just say pride. And they're pushing this almost as if it's sacred and you can't say anything against it. And so that's why they were so shocked at the 60 Minutes episode, because they actually presented the actual results of this fanatical push to for gender variance towards children, this incredible ideology which actually results in the destruction of young people's bodies. And so we have to fight back against this fake religion, this false religion of LGBTQ propaganda.
You see, queer is in, Christian is out, ladies and gentlemen. You are targeted. You are targeted, and it's going to intensify as the days go on. Peter, let's move on to some of the issues going on in politics as well. President Biden, June 1st, issues a presidential proclamation for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Pride Month. I'm reading directly from this. He mentions in this that talks about the nation's promise of equality, liberty, and justice for all. Says Pride is a time to recall the trials in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer community has endured, and rejoice in the triumphs of trailblazing individuals who have bravely fought and continue to fight for full equality. Pride is both a jubilant communal celebration of visibility and a personal celebration of self-worth and dignity. That is, unless you want to, convert or transgenderize. But he says this Pride Month, we recognize the valuable contributions of LGBTQ plus individuals across America. We reaffirm our commitment to standing in solidarity with LGBTQ plus Americans and their ongoing struggle against discrimination and injustice. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but near the end, he says, I call upon the people of the United States to recognize the achievements of the LGBTQ plus community, to celebrate the great diversity of the American people, and to wave their flags of pride high. Peter.
Yeah, this guy who calls himself a faithful Catholic has completely given over to the LGBTQ lobby. He actually boasts in this resolution, Jim, that I think it's like 1,500 appointees. He boasts that almost 14% of them are LGBTQ plus. That's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer plus. And you might have seen, Jim, that one of the new deputy spokesmen at the White House is an open lesbian. And so Biden is, he's a total, he came to this late. I got his book that was written, I think, more than 10 years ago, Jim, and there was not even a mention of anything, quote, gay, unquote. The homosexual issue was not even mentioned in that book. So he's an opportunist who understands where the money and the power is in the Democratic Party. That's who this guy is. He talks about for transgenders in the military, on the transgender issue, Jim, he talks about working towards, quote, fundamental rights and dignity in hospitals, unquote. Let's translate that. That means hospitals being forced to perform these destructive surgeries, these transgender so-called surgeries, which actually destroy bodies, on transgender advocates. There's another one where he talks about in the military, he said transgender service members, he says, quote, talks about, quote, access, helping them get access to gender-affirming medical care. Again, the euphemisms, what that's talking about is using our taxpayer dollars in military hospitals to do these grotesque transgender, so-called gender-affirming surgeries on these poor people. This is an outrage, Jim.
Folks, think about the quote that Peter gave right from this proclamation. Nearly 14% of his 1,500 agency appointees identify as LGBTQ+. Amazing. And Peter, it's hitting the states as well. I mean, for a second year in a row, here under Governor Tony Evers in Wisconsin, our home state, the governor has ordered the pride flag to be raised above the Wisconsin state capitol and flying for this entire month. let's see, I guess this is the third year that it was 2019, 2020, now 2021. Further, he issued an executive order ordering state agencies to use gender-neutral language. And then he's issued a third executive order that is such that it directs individuals that no state or federal funding can be utilized in any way that would be a part of what he calls conversion therapy. I mean, he is coming out in full force this year with not only the flying of the pride flag, but also making these orders to state government as well.
Right. Well, Evers is a tool of the left, and the LGBTQ lobby is the power, one of the main powers in the Democratic Party. It's fascinating, Jim. I read that story that you sent me about this, and I guess appearing with the governor was this activist named Sam Brinton, who crusades against so-called conversion therapy. All that is, Jim, is talk therapy, which helps people overcome unwanted homosexual desires. And this guy, Sam Brinton, has told these stories which haven't even been, which are challenged all over the place. He's been involved in various perverted sexual behavior. But he is a rabid activist who apparently has told some pretty big fibs about so-called abuses through this conversion therapy that, you know, they can't, even some gay activists won't use his information because they said it appears to be fallacious or, you know, exaggerated. So this is the guy who your governor is standing with to push this oppressive policy.
Peter, we see also there's another governor taking different action, though. This is a Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who has actually signed a bill protecting women's sports. Hats off to him.
Sure, this is probably the only good news we got of the show is, once again, Governor DeSantis shows that he's the guy to watch for the Republicans. I think in the next couple of years, he's brilliantly did this on June 1st, the first day of so-called Pride Month. And by the way, Jim, I don't think any of us should succumb to this lure of the media treating this month as if it's some kind of official thing. We're talking about a month dedicated to promoting and celebrating a lifestyle and behavior which God says is a sin, which is abhorrent, which is unnatural, and which is, the good news is, it's overcomable. People can leave it behind,
yes,
as
and
many
they are.
Ex-gays and ex-transgenders have. So kudos to Governor Santos here, protecting women's rights, because these poor girls and women are being forced to compete against biological males who are naturally faster and stronger than they are.
And he's joining other states, Idaho, Mississippi, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, protecting secondary and collegiate sports for women and girls. So, yes, certainly kudos to him in that regard. But we see the whole aspect of, since we're on this topic of sports here, Peter, that we are seeing a number of baseball teams. Here's the San Francisco Giants to recognize Pride Month on jerseys and caps. This is going to be taking place this Saturday when they take on the Chicago Cubs. It says here from ESPN, San Francisco Giants celebrating Pride Month by displaying pride colors on the right sleeves of their home jerseys and on the SF logo of their caps for Saturday's game against the Cubs, an unprecedented move in Major League Baseball's ongoing inclusion efforts.
Very sad.
Well, folks, wow, it's amazing what's going on here, but I've got some more because it's going to be even more disturbing. More disturbing to hear what's happening within the church as well. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our guest, Peter LaBarbera.
From Rich Cristiano comes the captivating film, Unidentified.
Keith's gone.
What do you mean, gone? I just saw him go in there.
Just what I said, he's gone.
I can't find Darren.
Keith's gone, too.
Okay, that's impossible. We just saw them.
Someone find Keith and Darren.
I think it's that rapture thing.
What?
That Christian rapture thing, I'm telling you.
What rapture thing?
The rapture, the thing in the Bible.
Okay, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, I got a feeling it happened. All right, let's call some churches and see what they're saying.
Vince, where's your phone book?
Has anyone talked to City Hall yet?
Vince,
will someone please call news services?
Vince, I need your phone book.
I don't have one.
Lauren, where's your phone book?
What do you mean you still can't find her?
Lauren, can I have your phone book?
Well, look under the bed or in the basement. She's got to be there somewhere.
Will somebody throw me their phone book?
Vince, it's in the drawer there. Okay, you're really starting to scare me here. Are you sure you check absolutely everywhere?
Unidentified is available on DVD for a donation of $12 to VCY America. Additional copies to the same address are available for a donation of just $8 more. Call 1-800-729-9829.
The LGBTQ plus tsunami that is sweeping across this nation, and it's only going to be heightened here as it relates to so-called Pride Month taking place through the month of June. Peter LaBarbera is with us from Americans for Truth. Peter, you've got a website?
Yes, AmericansForTruth.com or .org. It's Americans, F-O-R, Truth, AmericansForTruth.org.
Okay, and Peter is with us. He is the founder and president of Americans for Truth. And again, folks, some of the issues we're talking about today are not pleasant, but you need to know what's going on. Peter, we were talking before the break about what's going on with sports. And the sad thing is there are gals who have had their school records broken by biological males who are now identifying as girls, and they're losing opportunities for scholarship. They're losing competitions, all in the name of, equality.
Yeah, Jim, you had sent me an article, which was published by ADF, in which the girl who is one of the girls suing for her rights said that she lost four championship races alone.
State championships,
just her. And so this is happening at an alarming rate in a number of sports where males have a natural advantage. And thankfully, this is a road too far for most Americans. Once again, the left has overreached, I think, on this. I think also on the gender, the mutilations of when we're talking about minors having their bodies mutilated in this fantastical pursuit of trying to be the opposite sex. Wherever the left is overreached, Jim, we must push back.
Here's what she said, folks, and she wrote this. She said, I've lost four women's state championship titles, two all New England titles, or awards, and numerous other spots on the podium, the male runners. I was bumped to third place in the 55-meter dash in 2019 behind two male runners. With every loss, it gets harder and harder to try again. That's a devastating experience. It tells me that I'm not good enough, that my body isn't good enough, and that no matter how hard I work, I am unlikely to succeed because I am a woman. Peter,
right.
She has filed a lawsuit now.
Yep. And Jim, comes right back. The Bible is so true. God made them male and female, and no matter what any political movement, any homosexual, transgender activist group says, you can trust the Word of God. It's the same on homosexuality. Romans 1. Let's get back to the simple truths, because this is all propaganda. This is all propaganda, and the media shovels it to us regularly. They rarely, if ever, question these activists.
That runner, Chelsea Mitchell. Let's move on, Peter. We talked about some from the military here previous, but now we have the Pentagon that is defending the military's diversity and inclusion training programs, saying this is essential in defending our nation.
Right. Jim, I don't know if you've seen those videos. I'm sure many of the listeners have seen those memes where they have the Russian and the Chinese military contrasted with these ads for our military and our CIA, which are all about so-called woke ideology,
yes,
pro-transgender, pro-homosexual. And, you know, the aim of the military is to protect our nation. It's not to engage in this experimentation, this left-wing experimentation, but that's what the Biden administration seems to get most excited about.
Yes, and now House Democrats, 39 House Democrats, Tuesday, just 48 hours ago, introduced a new bill to ensure that transgender dependents of an active duty service members have access to so-called needed care. Peter, their needed care involves that, gender-affirming surgeries, et cetera, before them, and now they're trying to put this forth through legislative means.
Yes, Jim, whenever you see the word care or health care in a transgender context, it usually means they want to get funding or state support or insurance money for these awful body disfiguring transgender operations. It's very much like the abortion industry, where the pro-abortion activists use terms like reproductive freedom and choice to describe the taking of an innocent, defenseless life. On the transgender movement, we see these euphemisms like healthcare use to describe practices which are directly harming and destroying human bodies. I saw the photo of the actress Ellen Page, who now calls herself Elliot Page, Jim. She was a beautiful woman, and she had her healthy breasts surgically removed, and she's showing off her artificially flat chest, and it's just horrifying. But how dare they call this health care?
Peter, I'd like to hit another issue with you before we talk about the church itself, and this is what's happening within the prison system as well, as there are a number of states right now that are allowing biological males who are identifying as women to female prisons, despite the fact that there's sexual assault by gender-confused men behind bars, and we understand that there have been a number of inmate rape reports that are coming forth in this?
Yes, and also in Britain there was a study that showed finding that transgenders are overrepresented in the prison population, and for these requests of men, biological men, to be in males, to be in female prisons, it's always coming from that direction. Men who want to go to female prisons, and it's outrageous because some of these men are rapists, and they're allowing them in. And remember, Jim, it's weird to think about because this whole ideology is weird, but a lot of men who want to be called trans women still are sexually attracted to females. And so putting them in a protected female space is just a violation of women's rights.
Peter LaBarber with us today, AmericansForTruth.org. Peter, let's talk about the church here, too. And I'm going to begin in Europe, because in Europe they have what they're calling this new Rainbow Index of Churches in Europe that measures the LGBT inclusivity of Christian denominations. I mean, this is the first Rainbow Index of Churches in Europe in 2020 that is ranking Christian church groups in Europe by their inclusivity. It was just released in April. Quote here, as theologians researching inclusivity, we started with the argument that Jesus' practice of radical hospitality and commensality sets the rule for churches on diversity, equality, and the affirmation of people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. Your response?
Jim, this is very dangerous, and I fear it's going to be coming to the United States. Europe, of course, is more further gone than the United States, believe it or not. But just as we see the homosexual and transgender activists pushing the corporations to adopt to push their lifestyle in every way possible, now we're going to see them doing this to the church. The way the homosexual activists look at the church, and now the transgender activists, is they basically just see it as religious-based discrimination, Jim. In other words, they've already shown they have no respect for our religious freedom, our religious liberty. They're pushing laws which would deny our liberty. In fact, there's a bill out now, Jim, that would force the ending of adoption laws, which protect Christian adoption agencies, for example, not having to be forced to place children in homes that are led by homosexuals. Some Democrats at the federal level are trying to pass a law which would override that. So we know that gay and trans activists have no respect for religious freedom. They don't understand the First Amendment. And now here in Europe, they're raiding the churches. And this will come to the United States, and it will be used as a tool. And, of course, the progressive so-called, you know, they're not really, it's false Christianity. The liberal denominations will probably be pushed to become more and more pro-LGBTQ because of this.
Yeah. Does your church affirm LGBTQ? Do you officiate same-sex marriages? Do you hold blessing ceremonies for same-sex couples? Do you support the adoption and raising of children by LGBTI couples? On and on that goes, but a ranking of churches taking place there. But, Peter, there's one last audio.
One more thing, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's just say it right now. Any church that would sanctify two men or two women getting quote-unquote married is really a false church. Is that fair to say, do you think?
Yes.
How can you be taking what is supposed to be a picture of Christ's love for the church, marriage, and applying it to a practice, homosexuality, which God calls an abomination, detestable in the Word of God? So we already see fake churches, fake Christianity. It is spreading like wildfire, as you know, Jim.
Peter, Hillsong Church and Reformation Charlotte had this story here, but it's a worldwide megachurch corporation. They've been plagued with a number of sex scandals that have taken place. They're based out of Sydney, Australia. And they certainly have been in the media spotlight here for a number of recent events. But their CEO, Brian Houston, recently had appeared on NBC's Today. And I want you listeners to hear exactly what he had to say as a pastor as he was talked on this issue. But here is a story that was done by NBC's Today.
Beyond the scandals, Hillsong is facing the cultural tensions of a rapidly expanding evangelical Christian church in a society where norms are changing quickly.
Gay members of Hillsong have had difficult experiences, some who have said they've even felt suicidal after their experiences. Why do you think that has happened?
Look, I want us to get better at the way we communicate and embrace and work with people who are gay. I don't have any personal bias at all against gay or lesbian people, but unfortunately, as a pastor, you don't represent what you think, you represent what the Bible says. And so at this point, we still are conservative on the subject of active gay relationship, etc. But it's a journey. But everyone's welcome. Many, many people who are gay come to Hillsong Church.
Peter, this is outrageous. He's saying, you know, I've got my personal views on this, but unfortunately, I don't represent myself. I represent what the Bible says, and we still hold a conservative view on this. What does he mean by, unfortunately, we have to represent what the Bible says?
Yeah, this is pathetic, Jim. Absolutely pathetic. Poor guy has to go by what the Word of God, that the divine Word of God teaches. I mean, this is just amazing that Christians in leadership positions would be this ill-equipped to deal with basic truths. And it starts with the language, Jim. People aren't gay. That's not who they are. That's a construct. The Bible talks solely in terms of behavior. There's no such thing as gay orientation in the Bible. It's behavior, which is anathema to God. And so how can anybody accept, have no, you know, bias at all against the notion of people identifying by a sin?
Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. Your questions for our guest today or brief comments, 800-733-9829. But again, Peter, I had to listen to it a second time and a third time. And when he is saying it's unfortunate as a pastor to represent what the Bible says in homosexuality. I mean, here is a man who is to uphold the teachings of Scripture. And people say, well, he is doing that. Well, it is, you know, bitter water and sweet don't come from the same fountain.
Yeah, he's ashamed of the Word of God, and that's very sad.
Yeah. Folks, our number to Crosstalk here is 800-733-9829. Peter LaBarbera is our guest today from Americans for Truth. His website is americansfortruth.org. And again, the issues that certainly we're bringing to your attention today, they're not pleasant, but folks, we need to certainly sound the alarm to this tsunami that's coming. And Peter, again, we want to emphasize this is there is hope for those who are claiming these aberrant lifestyles. They can find freedom and forgiveness in Christ.
Yes, Jim. And let me just tell really quickly one story. Laura Perry, and she was just featured on a major Christian network, and she came out of the transgender lifestyle after going through the operations and everything. So, yes, there's hope in Jesus Christ.
Folks, this is not a program about hate. It's a program about truth. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. In May of 2020, the Huffington Post ran an article, and it criticized me for declaring that the global medical deep state could use vaccines and various other ways to cause people to become infertile for population control. Well, here we are now with a new article that just came out, May 2021, and it's a leaked report coming out of Japan. And what is it saying? The evidence is indeed that the spike proteins in the COVID vaccine could cause blood clots, it can cause all kinds of issues with your bone marrow, heart conditions, and, wait for it, infertility. Just as we said well over a year ago, infertility. My friends, this is nothing more than what we saw going on at another day and another time with the experiments on people. Nazi Germany. It's time we wake up.
Program is called Crosstalk here on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is with us today, and we're going right to the phone lines. Let's go over to Birmingham, England. And Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim. Just a very quick thought arising from what's been said in tonight's Crosstalk. In Britain, we've had a change in the marriage law so that churches no longer register marriages. And as authorised person for the church where I am, I've had to put stickers into the marriage register closing it. And it's just occurred to me to wonder whether the background to the change in the marriage law in Britain could perhaps have been this very same issue to get around the opt-out that churches have had not to celebrate gay marriages if they choose not to.
Wow, interesting. Thank you, Robert.
It's just a thought.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Jim. Cheer up now. I'll let you get on with another call.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the call.
I would say on that one, incrementalism. You know, we've seen homosexual activists lie, say one thing to hit partly down the road, and they go again. So I would, of course, be presuming that they will be pressuring churches to be forced to perform these bogus counterfeit homosexual so-called marriages. And so I think that's a good call there. And we've seen them say, oh, we'll never harm the children. We'll never teach propaganda homosexuality to children. And now they're teaching gender confusion to children. So they routinely lie to achieve their agenda along the way.
We've got Mike calling next from Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, the way I'm seeing this, and I've been on the planet for a number of decades now, is that we are most definitely under the spirit of satanic attack against the nuclear family. And, you know, just briefly on that, if you go back into the 40s, African-American families were intact, had jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Then a political party started the aspect of giving them all kinds of benefits, et cetera, broke up nuclear families with a satanic attack on them. Now they've got many fatherless families. But this is a continuation with this LGBTQ stuff. And they've attacked the families. And thank God for people like you that are standing in the breach here. I've got to do more. We all do. We've got to speak out because we are under a severe attack. And this is where God says the nuclear family is what I want in this man and woman. I want this on my planet and my creation to stand against the tide of things like this, and it's being severely weakened. I'm very concerned. Want to get a comment.
Thank you, Mike. Go ahead, Peter.
I say amen to that, and I say one way for you to do that is to start going to your representatives. Any place where you have people in authority, which is not just politics, Jim, but all across, even in your corporation, and take a look at what's being promoted, and use your rights while you still have them to stand for the truth.
Samantha's our next caller. Hi, Samantha, you're on the air.
Hi, I had a question. First of all, thank you, Jim, for what you do, because I really appreciate it. You're a blessing. What does all of this mean for private schools? And then I'll get off the phone.
Thank you for the call.
They're coming after private schools.
Yes, they are.
I mean, if you look at the Biden agenda, Jim, I think we talked about this on a previous show. They have all sorts of things set up, whether it be accreditation or rights or schools that have not tightened up their charter. There's all sorts of ways they're going to be going after private schools. When you achieve the idea of a sexual perversion, aberrant sexuality, being classified as a civil right, well, America very aggressively enforces civil rights code. And so it will be directed, and it already is, and it's being stepped up under Biden, against private schools. And there will be lawsuits, but a lot of schools will be cowed even before the lawsuits, and they won't want to be affected. And we've seen it in Canada. In Canada, it's even worse, where like the Catholic schools and some of the Christian schools have faced discrimination despite their being religious schools.
You really do need to check in with your private schools, and I don't have the city or state, but Peter, I remember the story coming out just this past week as well about a first grader in a private school, and it's a high-end private school, not a Christian school, but it was a private school in which the teacher took the authority to show this few-minute video to children in cartoon form about touching themselves and having pleasure from doing that and naming body parts. This was to first grade students. When parents found out, they were outraged at this. So always, always, you got to monitor whether it's private or not. What is going on?
Yeah, and Jim, also, you make a great point, because a lot of the private schools are more politically correct even than public schools. Some of the very wealthiest private schools have been very aggressive in promoting the homosexual, bisexual, transgender agenda.
And folks, this is why there are Christian schools longing for students to come through their doors. But, you know, we've got to certainly take that into account as well. They want to teach Christian values. Duluth, Minnesota. Lynn, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I had a comment on the bisexual athletics. And I think the LGBT is talking out of both sides of their mouth. They want to say there's more than two genders, and sometimes they're listed as many as 82 choices.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when it comes to athletics, there's only two. So and it's many times it's for the men who cannot compete against men, so they go against the women. So why don't we just create a league for them in their chosen gender that they put on their driver's license or whatever, and let them compete against each other
and leave the
women alone.
Thank you for that. And there are some who are pushing a male sports, biological male, biological female, and co-ed sports, Peter.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what the caller is well-intended, but I think it would be create chaos for schools to create those competitions.
Yes.
It's a free society. People can create their own competitions. But the bottom line here is that homosexual activists selfishly care more about transgender activism than they do about women's rights.
And
they're completely willing to subject women to discrimination in sports and in locker rooms and bathrooms, and it's shame on them.
And forcing it upon you. Troy in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. This is for the speaker, and my question is, do you see any judgment coming down upon America, or most of all, in here in Wisconsin, the gay pride flag is going to be flown for the next 30 days now to Governor Tony Evers?
I have to interrupt you, Peter. We're down to 30 seconds. I'd say we're under judgment already.
Yeah, the spread of homosexuality and sexual immorality becomes its own judgment.
Thank you, Troy, for the call. I wish we had more time. And to others who have been holding, the clock says we've just completely run out of critical information coming your way here from Crosstalk. Peter LaBarbera is our guest here today. AmericansForTruth.org is website. Peter, thanks for being on the front lines on this critical issue.
Thank you, too, Jim. God bless.
And, folks, you can check out his website and stay abreast of these issues here, AmericansForTruth.org. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.